Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2783.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would probably have to say my grandmother. My grandmother came over from France after World War II. She was going to be married to a rich man in France, but he decided not to marry her, so she married my grandfather, who was in the American Army. They had a very horrible marriage. She never really left the house. She was afraid people would make fun of her French accent. And she kind of went from Catholicism to very Calvinistic interest in astrology. So she was believed everything should be in its place, everything was the way it was meant to be, and her unhappy lifestyle was somehow foreshadowed. So basically, I feel like being around that for so much of my childhood made me go the exact opposite way, and to not fear what others think about me so much, because that in the end, being afraid of what others think will make me miss so many more opportunities that she never allowed herself.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Well, people tend to say I'm kind, kind of unflaggingly kind, which I would say I'm pretty proud of. I try very hard to put bad things behind me and be very forgiving of people, even if they see me as a doormat sometimes. I'm also very adventurous, I'm outgoing, I'm very, my mom always said I'm tactless.
Okay. What types of things make you happy?
I tend to like to do things that make me feel like I've accomplished something. I was raised in a very blue-collar city and always told, you know, America needs to make things. We need to, you are someone when you've made something and accomplished something. So I tend to like to bake something or go for a long bike ride, or I'm starting to learn to make stained glass windows and trying to do physical things that I can almost show myself that I did something. I tend to do very intellectual work as a profession, so I like to do things that aren't so mind-bending on my off time.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I grew up in a very post-industrial, green, mountainous city, so I was often exposed to, you know, the outdoors. I feel like in a way that has made me outgoing and very self-reliant. I was a Boy Scout, you know, I was always going on hikes and bikes alone, and I got very used to being able to get myself out of bad situations and being able to not have anyone holding my hand all the time telling me what to do.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think honesty always trumps everything. I feel like honesty is the best policy, is a very trite expression, thrown around a lot, but honesty is often the hardest thing to do. I mean, it's hard to tell your friend, you know, that she's making the wrong decisions when she needs to hear it. It's hard to admit, you know, that you made a mistake to your boss, but in the end, you know, avoiding the truth only makes it worse.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think these are often one of the same thing. I'm really good at multitasking, I'm really creative and good at starting projects. But on the other hand, I often will take on too much work, put myself to do too many different things, and I'm not as good at finishing all the projects that I start.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, when I'm with my family, we play a lot of Scrabble. I often go bike riding. riding with my mother. She likes to come down and take me to the shore to explore different bike routes and stuff. With my sister loves to eat, so we go to a lot of different ethnic restaurants. I have a very small family, so that pretty much exhausts it.
Okay.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I think it'll probably have to be a gift from my ex-fiance. I made some flippant comment like 9 months before Christmas about, I forget what she had done, and I said, all I need now is a pink Subaru and $1 million. And like 9 months later, she had taken this little like toy car, covered it in pink poster paint, and like rolled up a $1 bill and stuck it through the windows. And there was like a photo album, and there were other little tchotchkes of like things that had happened, and it felt very junior high, but it was wonderful because no one had really put the effort into making a gift in so long. Like, it was much better than remembering I said like some sweater like 6 months ago. I still have that car somewhere.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I spent a lot of time outdoors. I really liked camping with the Boy Scouts. That was always my favorite thing to do, and also figuring out how to make dishes I would make at home on a campfire. I spent a lot of time biking, probably a lot more time watching television than I should have.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book for a long time has been The Green Child by Herbert Read. I think it's a book that's really well known in England, but not so well known here. It deals a lot with, it's a book in three parts. It kind of reads like The Lord of the Rings, but it deals with very deep philosophical issues. The first one is like emotional philosophy, then political philosophy, and then finally like existential philosophy. And I always really liked it because the main character in the book, he goes to South America and he overthrows a government and becomes leader of a government. I don't know, he gets deposed, and that's the political part. But the end part, he's with this like alien creature and they go under the ocean and they spend their entire lives looking at crystals and they're trying to find the most perfect crystals and whatever, and only when they're and they only move on, and there's no sunlight, so they only move on in life when they feel like they're ready to move on. But when they're ready to die, like, they all seem to have this epiphany that like the best crystals are the ones where the flaws make the crystal look better, because no crystal is going to be absolutely perfect. And when I was 13, I thought this was really, really deep, and I still reread it every once in a while.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word? I would have to say grace. It doesn't sound very nice, even though it has a very nice connotation. I like the idea of doing things with a, I don't want to say finesse, I hate the word finesse, but with a gentle but purposeful smoothness, and I want to say social kindness.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Well, last weekend I went to see Clue in a revival. It's an 80s movie. of course I liked it. It was probably like the eighth time I saw it. The question was, why did I see that movie? I mean, I saw that movie because it was showing. And I liked the movie because I'm really bad with celebrity names, but the redheaded lady always has the best lines, you know? She killed her husband and she says it's a matter of life and death, you know? Now that he's dead, I have a life.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Last year, I've been on a roller derby team. I enjoy that. It allows me to get out my aggression. lot of bike riding, a lot of running, a lot of baking still. I watch a lot of old television shows. I tend to read a lot of graphic novels, and I don't mean graphic novels about superheroes. I mean graphic novels where it's they just chose to tell a certain story. I don't do the superheroes very well.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say I'm definitely a creative person. I still write short stories from time to time. I think I'm very creative in my baking. I like to experiment with different ingredients. Tend to use a lot of herbs in sweet things. It's harder to be creative as you get older, I find. There's less opportunities for it.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I think the biggest risk I took was after graduating journalism school, which probably was not the best decision I made. I could not find a job for about 6 or 7 months, and it did not look like I was going to find a job. So I rode my bicycle across the country researching a book, and I eventually, you know, sold the, I would say, the outline of the book. Everything was going really, really well, and it, even though my mother and my friends had all told me not to take this trip. And I think I, again, became very proud of myself for being able to push my own path despite the really poor economy at the time.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and why.
I mean, I think it would have to be like Moses, Jesus, or Muhammad. Like, those people have had such a huge effect on the world, and no one really can say with authority what they meant or what they wanted. I mean, when we talk about Jesus, most of Western society is based somewhat on his teachings, and yet he only has, what, 50 pages in a book where he's alive and speaking? That would answer so many questions.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Oh, I remember my first date. Again, it was going to a revival movie. I can't remember what revival movie it was. But this girl, and we, seventh grade, and we're both really good students or whatever, but her mother was crazy. And so we went to this movie, and I had set out going to the library. Was a very uningenuitive excuse. But somehow, I just remember that her mother found out and went nuts and, like, was calling my mother. She called the school. She, like, tried to have us, you know, get different lunch periods because I was, and it was such an innocent date, and I was ruining her child's life.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I think I would probably like to be climbing those flat mountains out in western Nebraska, because they're really steep. When you get to the top, it's like this tabletop, and I mean, they just look like castles and amazing things out in the middle of them.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
If I could, I'd probably be with my best friend out in Iowa. She's probably my opposite in every way, and she's going through a very tough time, mostly because she's stuck in Iowa and she's bored out of her mind. And when she goes through a tough time, she gets very introspective, so I have no real window into her life anymore, so it would be very nice for me to be out there right now.
What is your approach to life?
I would say to not make so many plans. I feel like a lot of people in my family planned out their lives to a T and either worked out the way they thought it would on paper, but not the way they thought it would make them feel, or none of it worked out at all, and they didn't feel good about that. So I maybe will plan out a year into the future, but I don't really make plans farther than that. I try to take every opportunity that comes to me and not sweat so much the small stuff.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Like I said, I played a lot of Scrabble, although I can't say I really enjoyed it. I always really enjoyed Risk, but no one in my family would play it with me, so I could only play it when I would go to a friend's house. I liked Risk because it was a very simple game, and there's only like two strategies, and if everyone knows how to play it, then no one will ever really win. But if you could trick your friends and make them believe that you were doing something that you weren't doing, that was how you won. And I liked trying to pull the wool over my friends' eyes.
What is your favorite dinner?
I really like Ethiopian food. I mean, I grew up with a lot of French food, so we had steak tartare all the time, and I really like going to an Ethiopian place and just getting a big bowl of raw beef with cheese and herbs in it. Eating a big bowl of raw beef.
He loves that.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I studied abroad in college, and we all had to do these independent study projects where they gave us like a month to do whatever we wanted and write a report on it. But I went and I worked in the traditional tanneries while everyone else was doing like women's voting rights or very intellectual things. I was in vats of acid and pigeon feces, cutting apart hides and like drinking tea with these 50-year-old men who didn't understand a thing I said, and I had like burn marks all over my arms, and I felt like a rebel. Felt great. That's not a good story. I don't know.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I have to work really early in the morning, so basically, when I go to bed at night, I set up my computer on the bed next to me with all my work stuff, and I wake up and sign online and start to work immediately. Because if I got up any earlier, I don't know what I could do.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
I don't make very specific plans, but my general plan has always been I'm very good at saving money. And so my goal is to save money, and hopefully by the time I'm 40 or 45, I can either, do something more artistic or more manual. And I don't think of manual as a bad word, so I would love to own an apple orchard and try to make different kinds of apple spirits, or work in making stained glass windows, or open up a bakery that only makes very weird creations or something like that.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in terms of work, family, and travel?
Difficult question. I would say 10 years from now, I'll most likely be married, expect to have three kids, probably living, I'm probably going to either live in some suburban town or somewhere like Ethiopia or Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
I feel like my jobs are either going to take me one or the other.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Probably, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago, I went hiking and then spent the rest of the night. We went to like three or four diners along the way back, trying all the different pies in the different diners. I love going to diners in the middle of nowhere, and I think that was a really good night.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Mostly, I look for someone who is really willing to try anything. I like to go to Chinese restaurants and order stuff off the menu without seeing the translation or knowing what I'm ordering. I really need a girl who's dependable, because I've had a lot of undependable people in my life. I will write someone off pretty quickly if they are late or canceled a lot of things. And I really want, you know, someone who's interested in everything that I'm not interested in. I don't want someone who likes all the same things I do, because there's nothing to learn from that.
What is the nicest thing you can do for your significant other?
I think the nicest thing you can do is, again, it's in a way it's dependability, but it's trying to create almost like constant small things to make the person happy, rather than being bland all the time and then Valentine's Day do something really big. Just kind of trying to keep the median of happiness a little bit higher all the time.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
Honestly, I was watching a television show and one of the characters made a joke about the bank not taking his deposit, and the other characters didn't really get what he was talking about. I was like, oh, you know, I kind of want to buy a car. Never had a car before. and I thought, you know, maybe it's a little egotistical. I'm like, I'm a pretty good guy. I would rather, why not?
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2783.